This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much,
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
Well, I know there's a lot going on in the sports world, Matt, so I'm just going to go ahead and kick it straight to you.
What if you have a trifecta, would a quadfecta fit?
Could
you
quadfecta.
Say it's a quadfecta of news?
Sure.
So let's go with the quadfecta. The Saints, they've agreed to terms with Dez Bryant. I know we talked about it yesterday. I love it. He's a guy that played 16 games last season, 69 catches for more than 800 yards. The Saints are in desperate need of a legit number two. If he can assimilate and not be a cultural cancer within the locker room, fantastic. But my hope is Sean Payton would have vetted all of that before they brought him in. So you get Dez Bryant of a year ago as your number two. I like that an awful lot with this offense. The Saints are just all in, Michelle. They traded in the draft to get Marcus Davenport. They traded to get Teddy Bridgewater. They traded to get Eli Apple. Now they brought in Dez Bryant. The Saints are all in this year to win a Super Bowl. Not to be good, but to win a Super Bowl, and I love it. The Saints moving through their season. LSU Hoops just starting their season last night. Dominant win. You can say, hey, it's Southeastern, and it was, but Southeastern won the Southland last night. LSU is long. They are athletic, and I'm pretty sure that freshman, Naz Reid, I think he's an alien. Wait until you see him. Like, I think it's LSU has an extraterrestrial on their team. 6'11", 250, chiseled out of stone, awesome hair also. Enjoy him because he will be playing in the NBA next year. He will not be at LSU. Really good win for LSU to start the season. Coach O on the teleconference earlier today. John Battle is 50-50 to play against Arkansas. That's a sneaky game, Michelle. Arkansas usually plays LSU tough, and their offense has gotten better over the last month, but their defense is total poo. And tragedy. I'm not sure if you've seen the story, but this will be the fourth in the quadfecta. An Alabama fan got into a fight with some LSU fans in a Ponchatoula pub at a place called Ponchatoula Pub late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. They beat the hell out of him, Michelle. He died from those injuries today at the University Medical Center. That's obviously a tragedy, and no one should make light of it in any way, and I certainly won't, but just perspective. And some have said, Matt, we all know murder is wrong. This wasn't murder. This was manslaughter. Murder, there's intent that constitutes murder. This was just some idiots getting into a bar fight, and a man died because of it. So let's have some perspective. There are things that are more important.
Always hate when you see news stories like that. But thank you very much, Matt's Moment. Weekdays around 4:20, right here during Southern Rock on Eagle 98.1. And don't forget about the Coach O Show taking place tonight at 7 o'clock, live from the TJ Ribs on Acadian with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. And you can catch it all right here on your home for the Fighting Tigers of LSU, Eagle 98.1. 98.1.